This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Finally, the tent city in Martin Place is being dismantled. The state government yesterday passed legislation giving it the power to move people on, so police have asked the campers to start packing up. And they've done so this morning with little fuss, it should be said. The usual professional protesters have turned up, with the CFMEU arriving to rally against the lack of affordable housing in the state. Let's get the very latest right now, live from Martin Place, Nine News reporter Vicky Jardine. Vicky, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben.
Is the pack-up complete or it's still going?
No, Ben, it's been a long, slow, drawn-out process. But just as I'm speaking to you at the moment, a truck has pulled into Martin Place and quite a lot of the belongings is being loaded onto the back. Lance, the self-proclaimed mayor of Tent City, is now sitting on the back. He's making sure all the belongings have been packed onto the truck as we speak. I'm looking around here, and this morning I was here just a little bit before 9 o'clock and Martin Place was still covered in tents. I'm looking at Martin Place now. There's probably only about 15 tents here at the moment. They're saying that they're not going to, if there is belongings in these tents, they're not going to drag them out and throw their belongings onto the ground. So they're just waiting for the people that have been occupying these tents to come back, load up their belongings, and these tents will be removed.
It is their hope to have all of this wrapped up this afternoon or this evening, right?
Yeah, Ben, that is the plan. As I mentioned, it has been a very long, slow process today. They're in no rush to get out of Martin Place. For a little while there this morning, we thought that maybe all this deal was over because Lance, the so-called mayor of Tent City, was telling people not to remove the tents. But after a bit of rallying, as you mentioned, the CFMEU came down and a bit of telling everyone what they about the homeless fight facing many residents here in Sydney. They've agreed to dismantle the tents. The kitchen, which has been here for quite a number of weeks now, has all been dismantled. And they've said that there's a self-funding, a crowdfunding page that has been set up, and they plan to relocate in a couple of weeks. They're not telling anyone where it is. They don't want the media to know. They don't want anyone to know, but they're planning to set up in another space. They're saying possibly indoors, but they want to have the same sort of setup somewhere else in the city.
All right, it has been peaceful so far, and let's hope that's the case this afternoon. Vicky, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Vicky Jardim, the Nine News reporter, live from Martin Place. So if anything happens there this afternoon you need to know about, we'll make sure you know about it first.